Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a warm night across Israel. Jerusalem is enjoying a clear sky, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze. Haifa remains calm and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF soldiers were wounded by Hezbollah terrorists, as weapons were found in a Lebanese home, according to the Jerusalem Post, just minutes ago. Also, historic negotiations between Israel and Lebanon begin under the threat of Hezbollah, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, a Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to arson and attempting to aid Hezbollah, JNS reported earlier today. Separately, the Arab world is in panic over Israel, with concerns about the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, Mariv noted in their reporting moments ago. And finally, Jewish protesters were arrested outside Schumer's office while calling for the U.S. to stop arming Israel, according to JTA from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Youssef Raghi, a Lebanese political analyst, posted just minutes ago that only the Lebanese state holds the authority to negotiate on behalf of Lebanon. I24News_EN highlighted a statement from Walid Fares, who suggested Hezbollah might only agree to a tactical ceasefire, in a post from earlier today. Avichai Adrai, an IDF spokesperson, announced just minutes ago that the Israeli Defense Forces completed a wave of airstrikes targeting Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent engagement, the IDF successfully returned fire against Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon, killing three in total. The Jerusalem Post reported that this incident raises tensions amid ongoing regional conflicts. Civilians in the north are urged to remain vigilant. Turning to the negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports that these talks are historic, yet overshadowed by potential threats from Hezbollah. The IDF warns that increased fire from Lebanon is possible, particularly in the northern regions. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability. Meanwhile, in the United States, a Tennessee man admitted guilt to aiding Hezbollah. JNS explains that Reagan Darby Prater attempted to attack a community center and share sensitive information. This highlights ongoing concerns about domestic support for foreign terrorist organizations. In related news, Mariv discusses fears in the Arab world regarding IDF actions in southern Lebanon. The area is crucial for the fertility industry, which has become a surprising concern amid military activity. This could have broader implications for economic cooperation in the region. Finally, JTA reports on Jewish protesters arrested outside Senator Schumer's office in New York. The protesters demanded the U.S. stop military support to Israel. This reflects a growing divide within Jewish communities over U.S. foreign policy. Turning to business and markets. First, the dollar has fallen below 3 shekels in continuous trading for the first time in decades, according to Mariv Business. This dramatic change is influenced by the weakening U.S. currency and a stronger shekel. Separately, Globes reports that Enlight received regulatory approval for an energy storage facility in Arava. The project at Kibbutz Neot Smadar will have a significant storage capacity and cost up to Nis 400 million. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, the Ministry of Economy will expand Israel's basket of discounted products to neighborhood branches of the Carrefour chain. This move aims to make essential goods more accessible to consumers across Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.